Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. Wendy Snyder, still with the program, but not here today. She was here for the first half of the show, but she's taken a half a day off so that she can do Mother's Day-type things for the entire weekend. Kurt Wagner is sitting in. Kurt, you are not a mom. Am I correct in that assumption?
Not that I know.
You are not a mom as far as you know. Kurt is the owner and proprietor, the man who makes it all happen over at TVShowPatrol.com, a great website if you enjoy television. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having
me. You're welcome. We have in the past talked about the chaos that's going on with Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan. Now, here's an interesting fold, I believe. The other day, they won the Emmy Award for Most Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show
Hosts. Yeah.
Does this change the dynamic at all? He's leaving. There's no turning back.
He's done, but it's just kind of funny that, Sunday they did the daytime Emmys and they won.
Have you seen any? Now, it's on during our show, so I don't get to watch it live, but I go back sometimes and I see clips. And it's really a very strained relationship between those two right now on air, which I kind of enjoy watching. Have you seen any of
this? I haven't seen it. The only thing I've seen since this happened was the day she came back. I saw her speech before they got the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I watched.
Wouldn't you say she was very well received by the audience? People didn't know if she was coming back or what would happen when she did come back.
She really had to quiet them down just so she could say her piece.
Yeah, yeah.
And she did. It was a pretty classy talking her way back in,
right,
and explaining herself and everything. And then, you know, they've since been pretending that everything's hunky-dory.
I don't know that it necessarily is,
but who knows?
They even changed his exit date. The original plan was for him to serve as co-host toward the end of summer.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he's leaving next week.
Yeah, May 14th.
Yeah. That's it.
I think May 14th, yeah.
May 13th. I have 13th on my sheet.
Okay, the Friday.
Yeah.
Friday's his last day, next Friday. From today.
There was I don't remember how the topic began about a week or so ago, but it had something to do with divorce. And then she just stopped as she was introducing the segment. And she goes, well, Michael, you know, you've been divorced, like that. And then just went on, you know, describing what was coming. But it was like this weird kind of a dig from the side.
That's weird. That's
now, this is interesting to me. I don't know if anyone else will find this entertaining but me. But, you know, Michael Strahan, of course, replaced Regis Philbin, who had the show for years and years and years. And now people are saying maybe there's a chance Regis will come back. And I think he is coming back, but I think he's only doing it for a couple of days. He's not coming back permanently, right?
He's been doing something with the Today Show, I think, hasn't he?
Has Regis Philbin been? Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's been doing, I don't know if it's segments or whatever. But
he's one of the most likable guys I've ever seen on TV.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he came back for a couple of days, but I don't think he'd come back.
Not permanently. That's the reason he left to begin with, is he wanted more time.
Yeah. Well, he's semi-retired, I think, was what he was saying.
I think he holds the record in the history of TV for having the most hours on camera than anyone else in TV history.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah. So who now do we know is, I know it's a select list of people that could replace Michael Strahan.
They've announced the first week.
And this is all temporary of guest hosts until they make their final decision.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it's still all rumors. Mario Lopez was on The Ellen Show, and when she was ribbing him about possibly taking over, which he has guest hosted on live before, he didn't deny anything about maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't, you know.
But,
you know, that just might have been, you know.
That's how Mario Lopez is.
Fun, right?
You know that.
Anderson Cooper on Watch What Happens Live said that he has not been approached, but it would be a dream, quote unquote.
How does he have time? I don't know how he does what he does now.
Drop something else.
He would have to.
Yeah.
Because he's in the middle of a million things.
Unless they just briefed him while he was in the makeup chair every day and said, this is what's happening.
Right.
And, you know, all he is the on-air talent and doesn't have anything to do behind the scenes.
Oh, maybe. All right.
Who knows?
I like him a lot. I like Anderson Cooper. Who else?
And then, you know, the same Andy Cohen and Neil Patrick Harris and Josh Groban. Those are still the rumors.
Yeah.
Nobody's said anything. And I did read that Bow Wow made...
The rapper.
The rapper had talked about it seriously, even though no one's taking him seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's filled in before or not.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
And Lewis Black did it jokingly. Said that he was, you know, he sort, seems of, sort of like we did with me.
Right. I love him, but he seems just a little too negative for that particular job.
I mean, that's why.
Don't you?
Joking. Yeah.
Now, if we're looking at similar shows to that show, to Kelly and Michael or Kelly and question mark, more problems over at The View. Now it appears that Whoopi Goldberg has explained to people over there that she's seriously considering leaving The View. Do we know if that's going to happen or not?
She didn't leave before, did she?
No, she's been a fairly constant since she came on.
Okay.
She's been there a while.
I know. I mean, I feel like some people, you know, you just, if you've been there, it's a job for a while
course.
And it's the same thing every,
yeah.
You know, there's, you know, you're done, which is fine. I mean, and of course, because in those positions, everyone's always reading into it. Okay. Which one of the new cast members doesn't she like or whatever. And maybe it's true. Maybe it isn't, but
they said that Raven Simone's contract will not be renewed, which is fine by me.
Yeah.
I've said this on the air before. I used to watch that show almost every day. I loved The View. I know I'm not their target audience. I know what they're going for, and I'm not it. But I loved how live it was, and I loved the fact that members didn't get along and would fight about things.
Right.
And I never agreed with anything Elizabeth Hasselbeck ever said once, and yet I admired the fact that it was oftentimes her standing up against four people who disagreed with her.
Right.
I thought that was pretty strong. Loved it when Meredith Vieira was one of the hosts, when Lisa Ling was one of the hosts. I loved
it. But when it first started, it was the first of its kind like
it
that.
Was.
And now everybody has a group talk show.
Right.
Basically a group host talk show.
The Talk, The Chew, goes on and on and on. And, on.
And they all have one name and the in
right.
front of it.
Right. That's true, isn't it?
But, you know, so now... I don't know now, you know, I think that there's so many people on, and The View just used to have what, four or five?
It started out with five, it went to four, and then it fluctuated four and five.
Is it still that, or is it?
I mean, think it's five now.
Okay.
I think they're back to five.
Because it seems like The Chew has like seven.
Right? Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they have a lot
somebody
of people.
Else has.
They have a lot of people.
Yeah.
But when Barbara Walters started this, her goal was, and she's talked about this many times, is she wanted women of three different generations to be going over the news of the day. And that's kind of went away a little bit. I know Joy Behar's back, and she's a little older than the other hostesses. I get that. But it, the original concept has gone away. And then Barbara Walters had this producer, this guy named Bill Getty, who produced all of her regular specials, you know, the specials Barbara Walters would have where she'd have you on, Kurt, she'd make you cry, she'd ask you a question,
right,
and you'd
right.
start to cry. Well, that same guy would be the producer on The View as well, and he had a great mind for segments and what was going too short and what was going too long. And that seems to be out the window now.
Well, I feel like the tone of those shows has sort of moved along with the way... This is getting really heavy.
That's all right.
The way discourse is in general in America. I mean, you know, you go on any social media thing and everybody's sniping at each other and saying stuff. I made a comment on my Facebook page the other day that sometimes it's a labor to look in my feed because everyone's spouting some
a lot
opinion.
Of venom. Sure.
And then somebody else is saying, you're dumb,
yeah.
you know, or whatever, you
right.
know, and this is, you know, and that kind of thing. And I think it just spills over into every, it's sort of spilled over into every, you know, aspect. And you know, some of those folks aren't, you know, journalism used to be about, you know, you observe something and you report what has happened and you don't inject necessarily, you know, even though obviously, however you report it is injecting a little bit of yourself into it. But now I think it's more about opinion and trying to get a rise out of people.
So true. So true. Kurt Wagner's here. We're talking television. His website is tvshowpatrol.com. If you have a question or a comment about any television shows, you know what to do. 312-981-7200. We'll pick this up in just a minute. It's Bill Leff. Wendy Snyder has the rest of the day off, and it's WGN. Kurt Wagner is here from tvshowpatrol.com. Kurt, this happens whenever you're here, and I always feel left out a little bit. I'm a huge fan of television. I really do like to consider myself something of a connoisseur of TV. But now, because of all the channels, there's over 1,000 shows that I had no idea
right.
existed. One of them, here's a question from one of our listeners. They want to know if Cheeky Blinders is coming back and when they can expect to see Cheeky Blinders. What is that?
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
What is that?
It is a 1920s set Irish mob drama.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's awesome. Cillian Murphy's in it and Tom Hardy is in it.
Yeah.
It will be back for season 3 on Netflix May 31st.
Right there, those two guys you mentioned may not be household names. Maybe Tom Hardy a little more than Cillian Murphy, an Irish actor.
Cillian Murphy was in one of the Batman movies.
Right.
He played Scarecrow.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's done some zombie movies.
Yeah, he was, yeah, I can't remember the name of those. But yes, he's been around.
Too. Yeah. 17 Days Later, is that what it's called?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. 17 Days, and then the sequel was later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's a great show, and it will be back May 31st.
All right, that's good news. That's good news. And on Netflix, you said, correct?
Netflix.
All right. They're bringing back another Sharknado movie.
Sharknado.
Sharknado 4 is coming out soon. What do we know about Sharknado 4?
Its subtitle is... What is it subtitled? The Fourth Awakens.
So they're going after a Star Wars theme in this summer.
And they released the poster this week on Star Wars Day, May 4th, and it was very similar to the Force Awakens poster.
Yeah.
They announced also a cavalcade of B-movie, B-list names.
I think you're being kind when you say B-listers. I think you're being very kind. Let's go through some of the cast.
Cameos,
yeah, and they've done this. This has been an ongoing theme,
but it seems like the list gets bigger.
Yeah, it does.
Vince Neil of Motley Crue, Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton is going to be in Sharknado 4,
aka Mr. Las Vegas.
Yeah,
they will be playing themselves. The Chrisleys from Chrisley Knows Best, this reality series.
Yeah.
Who else? Dr. Drew Pinsky of Loveline will play a pastor. David Faustino of Married with Children,
really?
Las Vegas gambler.
Yeah.
Stacey Dash as the mayor of Chicago.
That seems realistic, sure. Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're going to be sharks NATO-ing in Chicago.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
They didn't shoot it here, did they?
No, they didn't.
No?
That would be too much.
I know some of the people from Shark Tank will be in this.
Yeah, it's the host from Shark Tank.
Lori Grenier, Robert Herjavec.
Kim Johnson, wasn't she an Olympic gymnast? And then
could be.
Was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Baywatch, you have two former stars from Baywatch, Gina Lee Nolan and Alexandra Paul. Although
right,
I think they've been, have they been in these before? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know if they have, but what's his face? The big Baywatch guy.
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff actually has been in most of them, and he's coming back, too. And his is not a cameo.
Now, I have to be honest. I missed the first one, but everybody was talking about it. So when the second one came out, my plan was to watch it. And I know what they're going for. They want to make schlock. They're going out of their way to make it as campy as can be.
Right.
I lasted 20 minutes, and I couldn't sit through anymore.
Well, you have to either be in the mood or have that sense of humor or just, you know, want to make popcorn and... I don't know, get a whiskey or something.
Yeah, right,
And sit and and not think.
Several people have said, we were just talking about the Irish actor Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
A couple people are telling us it's pronounced Killian Murphy.
Okay.
I apologize, I didn't know that.
Sorry.
I barely speak English. I can't speak any other languages. A couple of phone calls for you. Let's start out with Scott. Scott, hi, you're on with Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. Did you have a question or a comment?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm a huge fan of the Daredevil series on Netflix.
Yeah.
And season 2 just ended. I'm hearing rumors that they're going to do a Punisher spinoff.
Yes.
Be true to that.
It is true. They have said that.
And do we know who's the Punisher in it?
Well, he was in this Daredevil series.
They've already shown him.
Yeah. Right. And he was in The Walking Dead. Now, why can't I think of his name?
Killian Murphy?
No.
No? Cillian Murphy?
No.
Neither of those guys.
But they are doing a spinoff of that. Netflix is doing a bunch of Marvel properties. They have a bunch of stuff coming up.
It's John Barenthal,
who was
in the first few seasons of Walking Dead.
And
he was really good. Yeah. That sounds
great.
Good news, Scott.
That's good to hear. Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a good weekend. Let me get another call or two in real quick. Diane, hi.
Hi.
Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I have a question. I'm wondering if the program Forever is coming back.
No.
But it says Forever in the title, Kurt.
Now, that's the one. Is that the one about the guy who lived forever?
It's the guy that, you know, they could shoot him and he winds up in the water and
Yeah, he's the medical examiner in New York.
Right.
I watched that show, too. That was an ABC show. No, that was done.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
That's sad.
That was over.
Diane, you would think if a guy can go through the problem of living forever, the least they could do is keep the show going. That doesn't make sense.
Forever.
Untrue advertising there.
It is. False advertising. Thanks, Diane. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. I want to ask you this. Do I have, I got a minute or two really quick. I keep seeing ads for a show and it's not on yet. It's not going to be on until the end of this month. And I'm hoping it's a series. It doesn't look like a special to me. It looks like a series and it's Martin Short and it's Maya Rudolph. And it seems to be like they've got their own variety show.
I think it is.
Is that true? Is that going to happen?
I think it is a summer limited run.
That'd
like
be
more
great.
Than one episode, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. They're both extremely talented. I love Martin Short and Maya Rudolph. And I don't know where, I don't know what I'm watching that keeps showing ads for it. I think it's somewhere
on NBC.
Is it on NBC? Yeah.
Oh, you're probably watching your beloved Red Reddington
show. You know what it is? It's during Blacklist. Yeah. And by the way, again, without giving out too much, if people haven't seen every episode of Blacklist, is what we're seeing true on Blacklist? Is that real or do we not know?
I don't know.
Something major has happened to the star of Blacklist that kind of changes everything.
Did you watch last night's yet?
I did.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. I love that show. For me, James Spader always played the same kind of smarmy guy in almost everything he did, and I was okay with that. I like him playing that role, but he's almost unrecognizable as Red Reddington on this show. He's so good at it.
Yeah, he is. And it's funny because he still does that whole thing where he shows tenderness and he cares.
Yeah.
But he was, from the show's beginning, was set up to be this mastermind who maybe necessarily didn't kill people himself, although he's done plenty of that.
Oh, yeah.
But certainly was not a good guy.
Right.
So it's fun to see all those sides. And James Spader's the perfect guy to do it. He's a great actor.
My favorite moment is every week, and it's been a little different the last couple of weeks because they've changed the storyline a little, but every week his character just chuckles to themselves over something, and it's always during the most gruesome scene. He just chuckles over a memory that he had from Mont Blanc in 1973, and he remembers some some chateau he was in, and he just chuckles and enjoys it. I love
him. Well, last night it was funny. He basically plugs a guy with two bullets and then says, all right, I'm hungry. It's time for lunch.
Yeah, right. He's moved on.
And talking about what has happened on that show and whether a certain person will...
Still with the show or not.
Game of Thrones had a year-long thing where the cast and crew denied, and then what happened, Kevin?
I don't think Kevin's allowed to say.
Kevin's, I know there's, that's a Kevin show.
Right. So. I know there's snow involved is all I know.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of snow.
So it's TV. People can come back.
Right.
Right? All right. We hope you'll come back next week. It's Kurt Wagner, TVshowpatrol.com. It's right there on your internet. You'd be crazy to not dial it up. It's TVshowpatrol.com.
Hey, if you have more questions and we didn't get to you, email me. You can find it on the site.
Perfect.
The email on the site.
If you have a TV question or comment for Kurt, again, it's TVshowpatrol.com. He's easy to reach. We'll be back after this. It's Bill Leff on WGN.